The playground. Anina came round to play. "Let's go out," said Biff. "Let's go down to the playground." They got to the playground, but they found it was locked up. What a blow! The roundabout was broken. The playhouse was broken. The swings had tape round them. They saw a man from the council. "It was not safe," said the man. "So now it has been shut down." "Will they fix it?" asked Mum. "No," said the man. "It would cost £10,000. They met Wilf and Wilma. "It's bad news," said Biff. "The playground has been shut down."
"But we need it."
"It will cost thousands to fix it," said Anina. "Could we get the money?"
"How about it?"
"We need £10,000.
"How much?"
"To get a new playground."
"Pass it around."
"Ouch, that's a lot."
"Shout about it. Save our playground."
The mums and dads met at Anina's house.
"Let's show them."
"Let's have a summer fair," said Wilma's mum. "That will make money."
"It's bound to."
Anina's dad went round the town. He had a megaphone.
"Come to the summer fair," he shouted. "We need money for the playground."
"No need to shout."
A big crowd came to the summer fair. There were lots of stalls. The scouts had a stall, and so did the brownies. There was a bouncy castle to bounce on. There was a clown in baggy trousers. He had a flower that spouted out water. Anina's dad was the announcer. "Look up at the sky," he shouted to the crowd. Skydivers came out of the clouds and landed on the ground.
"I would love to do that," said Wilf.
"We raised about £10,000, said Dad.
"Wow!
So now we can get a new playground," said Anina.
"That sounds great."
The children loved the new playground, but Floppy had to stay outside. Dogs were not allowed.
"How about a playground for dogs?" said Kipper.
"Children would not be allowed."
"I know,"